early to rise, early in the sack. I thank God I'm a country boy.
And I can take you for a ride on my big green tractor.
This is a feature that we're going to be doing for a little while, and the idea is I, with the Leadership Santa Rosa, had a chance to spend a day in agriculture, learning about farming in Santa Rosa County, and of course, by comparison, Escambia County as well, and I got a chance to meet a guy named Ryan Jenkins, who owns a farm in Santa Rosa County in the north end, and we just kind of came up with this idea that we would talk about what life on a farm is like, this time on a Monday, 7:35, for a year. I want to give you a chance to know what farming is like, because I think it's fascinating, and it's certainly important. Every time you go to the grocery store, you're depending on farmers. So joining us now, we have Ryan Jenkins. He is the owner of Jenkins Farms in Santa Rosa County. Ryan, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I think you stole my playlist.
I was putting that together the other day thinking, how can I make this funny and entertaining and also give you a pretty robust introduction? I think I did it. You think I did it?
You knocked it out of the park.
Oh, I'm nice. Proud of you. Outstanding.
That couldn't have been better.
Perfect. Well, let's just kind of start with this. Why don't you tell folks how long you've been farming, you know, and what Jenkins Farms is all about?
Gosh, I've been farming in some capacity for, I guess, almost all of my life. But we own a farm at Jay. It's a family farm. It's me and my dad and my sons. We farm peanuts, cotton, corn, soybeans, wheat, and oats. So we have something going year-round. Very busy, but very proud of the family farm aspect of it. My great-grandfather moved down here and bought the land, some of the land that we're farming, in 1918, so it's been going for a while now. I'll be fourth generation, and my sons are of course fifth generation. So I think it's a pretty cool thing, a pretty neat thing, and actually I'm proud of what we do, and I'm thankful for you letting us share our story with your listeners.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, it's something that I think a lot of folks, let's say city folks, but a lot of folks just go to the store, you know, every couple of days and think nothing about where the food comes from. I mean, that's one of the great things about our society is you don't have to, but there are certain consequences when nobody understands where their food came from. And, you know, when we met and talked about some of the issues facing the modern farmer, especially in Santa Rosa County, I just knew we had to do something together. So you've been doing this, your family has been doing this for a little over 100 years. How many acres do you guys farm?
Roughly right now we're around 2,000 acres.
I'm sorry, 2,000?
Yes.
About 2,000. And of that, like, how much do you personally own as opposed to how much do you farm on rent?
Very little. The biggest majority, I think if you polled all the farmers in our area, as far as that goes, all across the country, I'm thinking that probably what is actually owned that the farmer can actually control is probably 25 or 30% of the total acres that they farm. The largest majority of farmland for a producer is rented land.
And did it used to be, you know, that was not the case? Was there ever a time where pretty much the farmers owned the land that they farmed, or has that always been a thing historically that you some of it you own and some of it you rented from other people?
I think earlier in life, you know, when it was much more manual labor than it is now, I believe that the farmer owned more of what he farmed. But as machinery and technology advanced, then it was easier, or you kind of had to, because the profit margin's so small, to be able to support a family, you had to have more and more acres. And it, you know, it just snowballed to basically where we are now.
So somebody, you know, like the picture I have of the old family farm would be, you know, you've got a house and your friends, or you know, you and your family, and you know, you've got an animal to work the plow, and you've got maybe a couple dozen or 100 acres. I don't really know because that's not my background. But that kind of an operation, does that still exist? Am I wrong about the history, or is it all? It's either like you or not at all these days.
No, you're right. I mean, think about it. When everything was done by hand, and you got a little bit, you didn't have as high input costs as we have now. A person could move here or buy a piece of land, say 40 acres, 50 acres, and support their family. And now, you know, it takes hundreds and hundreds of acres to be able to support a family. Just strictly because of the input cost.
You know, one of the things that I always think about, and, you know, we're going to have some time to talk about everything over the course of the year, but I just tell you, one of the things that I constantly think about with food is I have tried raising crops myself, you know, minorly, right? You know, tried to plant an apple tree and another apple tree of a different kind so that they would pollinate. And, you know, I've tried to raise a grapefruit tree, and I've tried to have a little garden. And every time it's these pests and those squirrels and those birds and bad weather, and, you know, and I think it's amazing to me. It is genuinely amazing to me that anybody ever figures this out and figures it out so well that they can somehow, on some minor share of the population and of the land, feed all of us consistently to abundance every time. I find it an amazing thing.
Yeah, it is. And you got to think, in America, only about 1.3% of the population are actually farmers. So just a few people are doing a whole lot. And it's because of the technology. It's because of, here's another cool thing to think about, I guess. You know, usually a crop is a year long. You know, you plant it in the spring, you harvest it in the fall, and then you start again the next year for the most part. Well, you think the average guy only has about, you know, just say roughly 50 shots at getting that right.
Right.
If you think about it. So like right now is meeting season for us. It's kind of our slowest time of the year. It's not slow, but it's the slowest time that we have, you know, kind of January, February, and early March. But February, I would say, is the most meetings. I'm actually headed to one today. But a lot of continuing education. I mean, we pull from each other. We learn from each other's experiences. We work very closely with the agricultural universities in the area and the research centers. We do a lot of research on our own farm to try to speed up these results, you know, to try to get as many results as we can and see what's working, see what isn't working, see what new technology, what new type of seed might be out there, what new variety of seed might be out there, crop protection products, all this to try to be as good as we can possibly be to raise the most, you know, produce the most yield using the least inputs, the least amount of crop protection products, least amount of fertilizer,
yeah.
You know, really trying to find that sweet spot to be able to be successful.
Which compared to, you know, generations past, you know, when your fourth generation past came here, technology from him to his son didn't change, maybe at all. Technology changes now from, you know, year to year potentially for you folks. So, Ryan, you kind of already answered this, but I wanted to give you at least another minute just to flesh out a little bit. The picture, again, that I have of farmers is that, you know, it's winter. There's nothing to be done because it's cold. You can't really plant crops or anything like that. But you tell me, for the last, you know, month or so since the new year, what's the activity level on the farm aside from meeting and continuing education and sharing secrets with friends?
Well, I got to be honest with you. In January, I didn't do a whole lot. You know, you got to think we work. You know, basically starting mid-March or so through till almost Christmas, we work almost 7 days a week, you know, a typical week. For sure, you're always working five, and usually, you know, during planting season and harvest season, you're working seven, come early, stay late. So January is usually we park everything, kind of chill out, take a little break, catch our breath, and then we start cleaning up everything from the previous year, a whole bunch of maintenance and fixing things that have broken down that you didn't have time to fix during the year, or you patched up and kind of kept going type deal. And then there's a ton this time of year of strategizing, figuring out what you're going to plant, where you're going to plant it, what type of seed you need to order, what type of fertilizer or lime or, you know, there's a million things going on, even though we call it our slow time of the year.
I bet. I am sure, and from talking to you before, I am sure that the pandemic didn't help a lot of this, because what's available and at what price and with inflation. I mean, these are things we're going to get to in subsequent weeks. But, man, I just tell you, you know, we already got a couple of texts and people just telling me, hey, tell them thank you for us. And, I hope you know that people really do appreciate it. And I hope that over the course of the year while we're talking about this, I come to appreciate it even more. Ryan Jenkins with Jenkins Farms in Santa Rosa County up in Jay. Ryan, thanks for the time this morning. We'll talk to you next week, brother.
Thank you so much for having us.